Everybody, Coach John Daly here back again with you today. It is a Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. This is your daily thought here. Hopefully, all of us hopefully knew about, maybe you didn't see it, but hopefully, well, heard about it, knew about it, the eclipse from yesterday. We picked up a couple pair of the special glasses from our eye doctor, and my wife and I, and we had my mother-in-law over, and she was running some errands and doing some things, so she just came over for a little bit, and we got to see it. We got to spend some time outside. It was very interesting, very awe-inspiring when you think about how, the universe and the moon and the sun and everything's moving around in space, and how at that exact moment, the moon comes in front of the sun, and it was interesting. It was really interesting. Mitch Albom put out his Tuesday People podcast today about red letter days, about those special days that you have, on your calendar circled, maybe in red, and red letter days from our past, graduation day, the day my wife and I got married, the birth of our children, monumental type days. But Mitch brought up the point, tying it in with how special and unique the eclipse day was, right? With having those red letter days for ordinary days, right? Just ordinary days and making those spectacular or red letter days or memorable, right? And so as I'm running some errands this morning, recording this, so I'm in the mobile studio, so it probably sounds a little bit different. I just wanted, part of me was like, talk about it later, right? Run your errands, get a couple things done, because now that I'm able to drive short distances, wearing my back brace and still, plowing through this recovery time and the restrictions and stuff, it got me thinking about, nope, do it now, because there's some things in my heart from Mitch's podcast, the Tuesday People podcast, the Red Letter Days. I'll put the link in the show notes. Mitch is right. Just the little moments on an ordinary day that make it special, with your family, with your pet, getting to do things that you normally do, but appreciating them more. As Mitch can only bring up with Maury's battle with ALS. And I thought about how we all got our battles, right? And me personally going through things that I cannot keep taking things for granted as I typically do. Good friends of ours, great friends of ours, a family that I grew up with, recently lost their mom. And it was a long, long, probably almost close to 10 years of battling Alzheimer's. And she passed away. This past weekend. And that hit home because it's the third funeral during my recovery time that I cannot get to. I cannot make the hour plus drive with my restrictions and it would probably cause me some trouble. And even my parents and my wife and other people have said, John, don't worry. You can't do everything during this time period, right? So that's part of the appreciation and the uniqueness of every day. When I think about that family that I grew up with and what they're going through, because they lost their dad, I think, 4 years ago or so. To cancer, and he was set on taking care of his wife through her battle with Alzheimer's. And so Mitch's red letter days, today's a red letter day. Am I going to mark it down? April 9th, here's what I'm feeling. I probably maybe should, journalizing or something, but I got to reflecting some things this morning while listening to Mitch, and some tears flowing just like they are now in the car. Good thing I'm wearing my sunglasses so, people aren't looking at me like I'm some crazy fool breaking down. I got to thinking about my time at Lakeshore, my time, my 30 years there. and how grateful I am for that time that went so fast and the people that I got to work with. And two funny things happened. So again, Red Letter Day, I guess. Very special day. A former student of mine, Katie, reached out and sent me a message. She's applying for some new scholarships and stuff. She's in college. And there's a questionnaire that a former teacher has to fill out. And so she thought of me. And so I got a message from her this morning. And I reached out to her, gave her my email address so that she can send me the form and I can take care of that. And while I was doing that, a good friend of mine, co-worker, Mallory, sent me a text just saying, hey, just thinking about you, missing you today, you know, hope you're doing well. And I was like, dang. The timing of things, pretty unique. Listening to Mitch's podcast, thinking about Red Letter Days, thinking about gratitude, thinking about, you know, what are the people going through? Simple things to appreciate. And I get these two messages. And it was connected to what was on my heart at the time of missing my days and appreciating my days, a lot of Red Letter Days, where I was working and teaching at Lakeshore. And so my message to you today is to just keep appreciating and have some gratitude for the ordinary things, right? Getting to spend time with my wife yesterday. We were outside. It was a sunny day after the sun came back out from the eclipse. We had a glass of wine and just sitting out in the garage like we typically do on nice days, or try to do, and just appreciating the time talking. A neighbor stopped by, two neighbors stopped by. We had our dog out with us and just sitting there and enjoying, you know, half hour, 40 minutes of conversation and just, you know, laughter and, you know, talking about the future and talking about stuff we want to do and stuff that has to get done, right? That was a red letter moment, right? So I'm thinking back to those times, the time we got to spend with my mother-in-law. We had her over for dinner on Sunday. She came back over again yesterday for the eclipse. Her and my wife talked about a few things as far as her taxes and, you know, helping her out with that stuff. And it was very unique and interesting when I'm able to look back on those moments as red letter days. So, you know, here it is, not even 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm having some great moments, some great reflections on some red letter days that, you know, Mitch's message is, hey, why don't you make a red letter day every day? Why don't you make every regular day as a red letter day? Spending time with your family, getting to do things you got to do, even if it's going to work, even if it's chores or a honey-do list or something you got to cross off, hey, I got this accomplished. There's so many people that can't do those things, right? And I know my friends, the family that I grew up with, would give anything to have one of those red letter days back with both their parents. And so while we have them, recognize them, take them, right? Just a fantastic day of just doing ordinary things can be extraordinary moments, right? And so that's what I'm doing today. Run some errands with a smile on my face. Got my list so I didn't forget it, right? Which I've done plenty of times before, but I'm going to take care of some things that I get to take care of, and I'm going to appreciate the fact I can take care of them. You know, I can drive out here, I'm going to walk, be on my feet, which, you know, right before my surgery, I couldn't do too well. And so I'm appreciating the hell out of that. And I'm going to send some more messages to my friends, too. Let them know I'm thinking about them and I miss them, you know, especially some friends, coworkers, and stuff that I haven't talked to in a while. Just let them know I'm going to hopefully see them soon. But again, take care of the extraordinary moments because they're ordinary. Just the regular stuff happening every day. Look at them a little bit differently. Take a step back. Enjoy them. Reflect upon them. Be grateful for them. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, hope this helps. It's helping me. And I got to go. Got stuff to do. All right? Love you all. Thanks for spending your time with me. And again, share this message with somebody you might think that might just need a laugh or a tear or something to think about. Okay? I do appreciate it. All right. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.